Okay, today is Daf Nun Hey. We are on Nun Hey on the top line. Rabbi Gamliel said that first of all, the Chachamim said that Talmid Chachamim are bottled from working on Tisha B'Av, right? They don't work on Tisha B'Av. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said it would be a very good idea if everybody would become a Talmid Chacham regarding the Talacha. They shouldn't work on Tisha B'Av. That would be a good idea. So Lememra, do you mean to say the Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Savar, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel hold Lo Chai Shinan LeYuhara? When I choshesh for Yuhara, Yuhara means haughtiness. A guy's going to walk into Shul Tisha B'Av, you going to work today? No, I'm not working today. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel said you should be a Talmid Chacham today. I'm not working today. A little bit of a show off. So he's lo chashin liyuhara. He's not worried about that. Go into shul and say, oh, I'm not working today. I'm a talmid chacham. Now I'm worried that, hey, a little bit of a show off. V'rabanan savri chashin liyuhara. Oh, thank you. What is this?
Red orange.
Uh-huh. And the rabbanan hold that we are chashin liyuhara, which is why if you're a talmid chacham, then that's true. If you're genuine talmid chacham, then that's true. And you're not going to go to work. But not everyone has to be like that. We learned the exact opposite. Ditnan, we learned the Masechtas Brachos. Chasan, we have a Chasan. Im Yirtze Likros Kriya Shema Laila Rishon HaKorei. If he wants to say Kriya Shema the first night, what's the issue? The issue is it's a Kavana issue. When you say Kriya Shema, you have to have Kavana that you're being Mekabel Ol Malchus Shemayim. When you're preoccupied, and the Gemara ought to be preoccupied, and even if your business is going down the drain, you're also preoccupied. So we got to that. The Gemara discusses all that. But if you're preoccupied, it's not so simple. So the Chachamim say, if a Chassan can concentrate, then he should say, not everybody can become all of a sudden such a person that has a Kavana. In other words, he's a little bit choshish for being a show-off. So Amar V'yochanan Michal Efes Hashita. The easy answer is just change who said what. So it's the same. One, the Rabbi Gamliel is always one, and the Chachamim always the other. Rishish, that's the easy answer. Rishish, Breid Ravidi, Amar Laolam, Omar Lo Tepach. Don't switch any shitas. It's not a problem. The Rabbanan Lo Kasha. It's not a Kasha according to the Rabbanan. Hacha over here. Kivan de Kuli Alma Avdi Malacha. Since everybody's going to work, the Ihu Lo Avid, and you're not going to work, Mechziki Yuhara. It looks like you're a show off. Why? Because by you not working, you're being the odd man out. Aval Hassan, but over there, Kivin Dekuli Al Makari. Everybody's davening Ma'ariv. Everybody's saying Shema. The Ihu Nami Kari, and you also. Lo Machziki Yur. What kind of Yur is that? What kind of show off is that? You're doing what everyone else is doing. The only thing is, you're the Hassan. But you're not doing anything different. So what kind of Yur? What kind of show off is that?
We didn't say the reason back for Hassan is showing off, but we said the reason back for Hassan is they can't have your
mother. No. Right.
But he wants that.
And if someone wants to, he can. Because Rav Shemuel said, well, not everybody can just hop and become a... Not everybody... Come on, let's get real. You're going to concentrate.
No, you're
getting married in 20 minutes. You're going to be concentrating. Not everyone can do that. If you're such a person, then fine. Not everybody. But the Chacham phrased it as, you want to go Davin Ma'ariv, so go Davin Ma'ariv. Well, so what's the answer? A little bit of show off. Here I am. I'm the chassan, the big chassan davening Meyer, like I'm a regular person. Yeah, because you're not doing anything different. That's the key. The key is not doing anything different. By not going to work, you're doing something different. And Rav Shirming Gamliel, Ad Rav Shirming Gamliel, lo kasha. It's also not a kasha. Hassam, over there by Shema, the being on kavana. It's a kavana issue. Vanan tahadi. We know. We testify. We know. The lo matzi kavne. Daite Mechzik Yura. You can't concentrate properly. We know that. It's a given. Today we say we don't hold like this because nobody concentrates anyway. So Chassam is different. But in those days when it was real people that had real concentration, we know you can't do it properly. Avahacha, but over here, what's gonna? So therefore, even though you're gonna be the odd man out, you don't do it. Don't do it. Over here, what's the issue? You're not going to work? Why are you not going to work? Right? Avahacha, lo Mechzik Yura. It's not a show off. You want to work today? Nah, why not? I got no work. Not because.
So you're saying
it's in the Shabbat Shabbat? Lo, Amri, Malachu Delesley. He doesn't have anything to do. That's why he's sitting home. That's why he's in shul till 3 o'clock with Kinnis. He's got nothing else to do. Puk, Chazi, Kamabat, Lekabashuga. Half the world doesn't work. You walk, you go to the avenue in the middle of the day. It's so bustling. Where is it? How come no one goes to work? Right? You always wonder that? Like, where's everybody? What's everyone doing around over here? Nobody goes to work? The answer is, not everyone has a job. Not everybody works. So too this guy doesn't have a job. Is it a show off? Not a show off at all. Okay. Next. The Chachamim Omrim, the next mission says like this. The Chachamim say, B'Yehuda hayo'ot shel malacha ba'arvei pesachim al chatzos. So I'm not exactly sure what this Mishnah is. It's just an informational Mishnah. And by the way, you should just know the Chacham that in Yehuda, right, they did Malacha till Chatzos. After Chatzos, you're not allowed to do Malacha. But in Yehuda, they did Malacha till Chatzos. U'bagalil lo hayosin kol ikar. They didn't do Malacha at all. It's Mashma before Chatzos. After Chatzos, you're not allowed to. After Chatzos, no, there's no issue. It's Usr Malacha, right? Why is it Usr? Either because it's a yontif for you, the day of the carbon, or because Rashi said because you're busy with the mitzvos, right?
How would they get to Yerushalayim if they work in Galilee?
So what does that mean exactly? It's a good question. Maybe they sent somebody.
They work till 1 o'clock and then they're gonna go take a.
Yeah, well, we're gonna get to that's the next parak. When could you start being busy with the carbon? But it takes a few hours anyway. It's a good question. Anyway, what about Halayla? What about the night before? Is there an Isser? Not Isser. Is there a Minhag of Malacha? So Beishamai Osrin. Beishamai says Osir. Which is a funny Lashon Osir. The whole thing's a Minhag. Ubeis Hillel Matirin. And Beis Hillel says it's Mutter Ad Hanetachama. Until the morning. In other words, it's a Mechalkas Beishamai Isser. What about the night before? Hey, now the Gemara asks, Meikara Tana Minhaga Ulbasov Tana Isura. Starting off, the whole thing's a Minhag. Now, Beis Shammai uses harsh language of Isser. I'm Rabbi Yochanan lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Ha Rab Meir, ha Rab Yehuda. It's a machlokes. The first vort is Rab Meir, that said minhag, and the second memra is according to Rab Yehuda that said it's an Isser. Why? D'tanya. I'm Rab Yehuda. Since Rab Yehuda says like this, Be Yehuda in the region of Yehuda, hayoshin malacha ba'arvei pesachim al chatzos. They used to do malacha till chatzos. Ubegalil, ain't osin kol ikar. They didn't do malacha at all. Amar Meir, Amar Lo Meir, Ma Raya Yehuda Begalil Lakan. What kind of mission is this? What are you talking about? Like, what are you giving facts? Ella, isn't Makom Shenagu Lasos Malacha Osin? Makom Shenagu Shelo Lasos ain't osin. It's a minug. You have a minug, yeah. A minug, no. It's a minug. Midik Amar Meir Minhaga. Since Rebbe said that, right? Mechlal, obviously, the Rebbe Yehuda Isura Ka'amar. The Rebbe Yehuda held it was more than that. It was actually an Isser. It was actually an Isser. Okay? Now the Gemara asks the following question. V'savar Rebbe Yehuda Arba Asar Mutter Basias Malacha? And does Rebbe Yehuda hold that the 14th before Chatzos is Mutter in Asiyas Malacha? Is that what he holds? V'atanya. But we're looking at a bright like this. So there's something called Chadosh. Chadosh is that, but let's go backwards. Omer. The Omer is brought on the second day of Pesach, which is the first day of Chol HaMoed in Israel. Second day Pesach, they'd be makar of the Omer. Once they brought the Omer, anything that you have standing, any produce that is not wheat, that is whatever, you know, grain that is standing can now be harvested. What if I plant it the day after Pesach? I have to wait till next Pesach. What if I planted it Erev Pesach? What if I planted an Erev Pesach? Now the first day Chol HaMoed Pesach, can I harvest it now? Now? If it would be possible for something to grow in 2 days, then the answer would be yes. Since it's not possible, it's not a shiloh. There's one way it could happen. Let's say it got uprooted on Erev Pesach by itself. It got uprooted somehow. Now that is usher. Why is it usher? Because the Omer hasn't been brought yet. On Erev Pesach, some kid comes and pulls his stuff out of the ground. Oh, now what do I do with this? I can't, nothing I can do with it. Why? because they didn't bring the Omer yet. I'm waiting for the Omer to come, and then I can harvest it. Someone pulled it out of the ground. So what's the halacha? So if this happened, what do I do now? What do I do now? So, Gesundheit. Gesund. Vatanya. Reb Meir Omer. Hamenachesh b'shlosha atzar. If somebody was weak. What'd I say? I'm sorry. Reb Yehuda Omer. Hamenachesh b'shlosha atzar. If somebody was weeding on the 13th, he's the day before Erev Pesach, he's got nothing to do, so he's weeding, he's, you know, fixing up his field. V'nek rabiyado. And somehow it got uprooted. So what do? Shosla b'makom atit. Put it back in somewhere moist, in the moist ground. Stick it back in. Says Ra. What?
That's not growing yet.
What'd you say?
Set it up so it's not growing.
Put it back in the ground. Why are we putting it back in the ground? Says Rashi. Shetole b'makom atit, shetimaher liklot kodem ha'omer, so that it should take root before the omer. It's and you save it. Sha'omer mater es hanishrushin, because the omer is mater anything attached to the ground. Right? Aval hanishrushin achar ha'omer, if it took root after the omer, asurin mishum chadash ad sheyavo omer abo. It's going to be asur for the entire year till next year. So quickly put it back in the ground. So that it takes root. V'ein shos l'makom ha'grid. Don't put it in a dry place. It's not going to take root.
You can't harvest it a week before the omer. Just have it sit there.
No.
The mamish can't harvest it.
Not only that, they can't even harvest it that morning. Well, they're going to bring the omer later in the day. I'll get a head start. First of all, it's chalamot anyway. But you can't even do it. That's why they said the whole day's usher.
It's a question of eating it. You can't even harvest it.
Correct. Anyway, the ain shotzla makom ha'grid. Don't put it in a dry spot because it's not going to take root in time. Right? It got uprooted. It's not going to take root in time. Now, this is the whole thing about the 14th, right? Now, what are we saying? B'shlosha asar in. He's busy doing this on the 13th. Barba asar lo. Not on the 14th. Michti. Shmein leil Rabbi Yehuda. We have another din. How long does it take for the grain to get rooted back? How long does that take? Kal ha'kava she'enu koletes l'shloshes yamim shuv enu koletes. It's not going to take root. It takes three days. Now ve'isol gadaita arba asar mutar basiyas malacha. If the 14th is mutar in malacha, so lamali shlosh asar. Why do I have to do this on the 13th? This can even take place on the 14th. Vo'eka arbeisar at arbeisar the 14th ve'chemsar and the 15th umiksas. Umitzas chitzar and a little bit of the 16th. So 3 days, right? Therefore, what? It must be there are Yehuda holds that the 14th is Asar Malacha, because the 14th we're Mutar Malacha. It's a much bigger chiddush. Tell me he was doing there of Pesach, much bigger chiddush. The fact that he goes out of his way to say it's the 13th and you need 3 days, obviously the 14th is Asar. So Amar Rava says, no, that's not a riot at all. Bigalil Shanu. This was taking place in the Galil, where he said, it's Asar anyway. The 14th is all Asar. That's why it's the 13th. It's not a Raya, what he would hold in Yehuda, because he's talking about a place in the Galil. Vayka Leila. What about the night before? Why couldn't he do it night after B'dikas Chametz, go outside and fix the field? Why couldn't he do it like that? So two answers. Amar of Sheshes, first of all, Kibbe Shammai. It could be like Beshammai said, you're not allowed to. Or more mistaber, Rabbi Shammai, oh, look, Beis Hillel. No, really, can you mean Beis Hillel? That what? The night you're allowed to do malacha. So why doesn't he go out to his field? Because who goes out at night to fields? That's not a normal thing to do, to go be busy with your field at night. You can't see anything. It's not a normal thing to do. Ravina Amar, another answer. Listen to this answer. La'olam bi Yehuda. Really, it took place, talking about Yehuda. Uba hashrasha. And for it to take root, chad mixas hayom, kukulo amrinan, will say part of the day is good once. Shrei mixas hayom kukulo amrinan. To say that it's part of the day is good twice, that we're not going to say. In other words, part of the 14th and the 15th and part of the 16th. You have two mixas hayom to get 3 days, that we're not going to say. But to say it on one day.
Say it by other place.
What?
Say it by other place.
Correct. Because we're not going to say it. The question is, which what Yehuda asks, which what you're really asking is, But isn't it a question of mitzias? This is not a question of mixes the yom is a halachic thing. If you sit shiva for 5 minutes, we'll count it as if it's the whole day. Here, it's not a thing of halacha, it's a question of mitzias. It takes 3 days. How long does it take? Is it 3 full days? Is it partial days? What's going on here? How long does it take? So to say mixes hayom for 1 day, that will say. But to say for 2 days, we're not going to say. Well, why not?
It's not physically possible.
It's not physically possible. Maybe it's not, but for 1 day, it is physically possible. Like, what does this mean? Right? Okay. So he says that maybe that if you only have part of the day, that you need the beginning of the day and you need the end of the day, otherwise it doesn't take root. So therefore, it might be a question of metzias. And therefore, to say twice, mixes hayom, they didn't want to say it.
Ask your local farmer.
Yeah. Okay. Now, this next Gemara is not hard. It's extremely complicated. Because it's like, you'll see why. It's not hard. Now we're going to discuss the topic of, are you allowed to finish work that you already started on the 14th? Or you can't even finish, you can't start, all this complicated thing. So Remeir Omer, kol malacha, any malacha, shehitzkil ba kodemar ba'asar, you began before the 14th, gomra ba'ar ba'asar, you can finish it on the 14th, right?
Irrespective of how long it's going to take on the 14th?
This is until chatzos. Until chatzos. Right, until chatzos. Avalo yaskil ba b'chadchila. Don't start anything that you're not going to finish. Right? Ba'ar ba'asar. What? Even if you can finish it. I just need 1 hour to finish this project. Says Remeir, don't start. Hey, you started tonight, the week before, you have some work to finish up. Hey, you can finish. As long as you finish before Chatzos. But to start something new, even if you can finish, don't do that. Chachamim Omrim. Gimel umnis osin malacha b'arvah p'tachem ad chatzos. 3 things you can even do before chatzos. It's mashma, start and finish. And they're all for tzarech yontif. Elohim, hachaitan, the tailor, hasfarim, taking a haircut, v'akobzin, laundry, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, af ritzonin, even shoemaker. Even you fix your shoes. Okay? Okay.
Dumb question again. Yeah. Is it
Zman
of Beis HaMikdash
or is it general? Lechora, it's Zman of Beis HaMikdash. Lechora. How this all plays out, Bizman of Zeh, you have to look at the Shulchan Aruch. It's also complicated. I believe that, I don't want to say, I think we paskin that those 3 you could do even after Chatzos. No, take that back. You cannot. There's a big discussion if you can shave after Chatzos and Erev Pesach. It might be considered a malacha and you shouldn't do it after Chatzos. There are definitely those that say you should not do it. If you have to do it, you have to go ask somebody.
It would seem like a logistic issue. And I know I've asked him before. If you, wherever you are, how can you start a project if you have to get to bring the carp on at 1 o'clock in the afternoon?
Right. Right.
Is that question?
So it could be that you're... I hear what you're saying. It could be that you appointed someone else to go bring it for you. So this year, it's a rotation. This year, you're off. Right? So someone else is going for you. You'll be there for the Pesach, for the Seder. Oh, you have to be in Yerushalayim. Good question. Okay. So just in theory, I guess. Anyway, Iboy Lahu, the question is as follows. When we just said this Mishnah, are we talking about L'tzarech HaMoed Tanan? You're doing things for Yontif? Aval Shalol L'tzarech HaMoed, but if it's not for Yontif? Afilu Migmar Namilo? Mm-hmm. What do you mean? You can do some Yisukkah. You can be busy with Yisukkah now in Erev Pesach? No, don't do that. You'll do that later. If it's time for Pesach, then you have to finish up. You're busy with something for the Seder. If I'm busy, okay, fine. You're busy with the matzah. But to have a project unrelated? No. O Dilma, Shalol L'tzarech HaMoed Tanan. That's only if it's not L'tzarech HaMoed. Av L'tzarech HaMoed, but if it's for Yontif, Aschuli Matzah, you can even begin it. O Dilma, Bein L'tzarech HaMoed, Bein Shalol L'tzarech, whether it's for Yontif or not, Migmar in Aschuli Lo. You can finish, yes, you can't start. 3 possibilities. Toshma, let's try to bring a raya. We have a brisa that says, "Avolo yatschil betchila ba'arba asar." You shouldn't start anything on the 14th. Afilu tiltel cotton, even for a small thread, even a small yarmulke, a small cap for a woman, for a man, even that you shouldn't do. My afilu, what does it mean, even? Lav, doesn't it mean? Afilu hana, even these. The letzorech hamoed, I need it for yontif. Migmar in, you can finish again. Aschule lo, but you can't start. Michlal, you see from here, the shalol letzorech, that if it's shalol letzorech, migmar nami, lo gamrinin, you can't even finish. The Gemara says, "Look, that's a wrong diuk. La'olam the shalol letzorech migmar nami gamrinan. If it's shalol letzorech, you can finish. Umay afilu. What does it mean? Afilu. Afilu hani. Even these things. What things? Doing a small adjustment or a small thing for the head. Afilu hani nami the zutri ninu. They're so small. It takes so short. So kedai the chamina has chalas and zui gemar malachtan." The beginning is the end. The whole thing is 5 minutes. By the time you start, you finish. So naschil b'hu nami lechachila. I can even be able to begin. Why? What do you mean begin? I'm not going to finish. The whole thing is 1 5 minutes. A 5 minute project. Kamashmon, no, you can't even do that. You can't even do that. So we didn't answer that question. We don't answer the question. Now let's try again. Tashma, Reb Meir Omer, kol malacha shehu l'tzorech hamoed. If it's for yontif. Gomra, you could finish it, the Arba Asar, on the 14th. Amosai, when is that true? Bizman shehitzchil ba kodem Arba Asar. If you started beforehand, avalo hitzchil ba kodem Arba Asar. But if you didn't start beforehand, lo yaschil ba ba Arba Asar. You can't start. Afilu tzulza katan, even a small thread. Afilu sikhva kitana, even a small head covering. Utzara chamoed in. If it's utzara chamoed, yeah. Shalol utzara chamoed, lo. And if it's not Pitzorah HaMoed, then no. What do you see from here? That is the first side of our suffix. Only Malacha that's Pitzorah HaMoed, you're allowed to finish and you're not allowed to begin. But if it's not Pitzorah HaMoed, you're not even allowed to begin. So Gemara says, no, it's also wrong. Hu adin afilu shalol tzorech nami gamrinan. Even if it's shalol tzorech, you also would be allowed to finish it. All right, I'm working on my sukkah. I can finish that. For HaKamash Malon, the Chiddush is, da afilu tzorech HaMoed migmar in, Aschulelo, you can finish, yes, but you can't start. And that was the third possibility. Right? Okay. So we don't have a riot either way. Toshma, Reb Meir Omer, Kol Malacha, Shehi Lutzarech HaMoed, any Malacha that's for the Moed, Gomra, this is Reb Meir talking, Gomra Ba'arba Asar, V'she'en Lutzarech HaMoed Asar, and if it's Lutzarech HaMoed Asar. Again, what's that Lashon Asar? It's only a minute. And you can do malacha till chatzos v'mokom shenogu. V'mokom shenogu in lo nogu lo. Only if there's a minute yes, if not not. Shema minah. You see from here l'tzorach hamoed in shelo l'tzorach hamoed lo. Only if it's tzorach hamoed shema minah. That's the raya. How does this come out l'halacha l'maisa? You have to go look in the Shulchan Aruch because it's just as complicated there as it is over here. Okay. So we just proved that it means you can only work on Letzorech HaMoed. Next, V'chacham Omrim Shalosh Umnios. There were three professions which they mattered no matter what. Tana, Hachaitin. No, these three, a tailor. You're fixing up your suit for Yontif. Shekein HaHedyot Tofer Kedarka B'chal HaShemoed. Because B'chal HaMoed we allow a head yod, a regular person, to sew in a non-professional manner on Chol HaMoed. So what do you see? It's not such a malacha. Not such a malacha. Because on Chol HaMoed you also can't do malacha. It's not such a malacha. We let you do it. Hasafarin, da'akosin. What about a haircut and a laundry? Shekain, habam in Medina Sayyam. If somebody comes from Medina Sayyam, or they get out of jail. When does the guy get out? Gets out of jail on Chol HaMoed to let him out. Or then the halacha is, or he just shows up. He's been in a boat for 3 months. He shows up on Chol HaMoed. So the halacha is misaprin umechabsin b'chol HaShemoed. They're allowed to get a haircut, allowed to wash on Chol HaMoed, do laundry. Normally not supposed to, because you should have done it before Yom Tov. They couldn't do it before Yom Tov. They didn't have the opportunity. So they're allowed to. So what do you see? It's not such a chumrah. These. There's certain times when we let. It's not such a chumrah. So Erev Pesach, you want to go take a haircut, 100% you can take a haircut. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer, Af ratz onin, even to fix your shoes. What's going on here? Shekein oli regalim, because the oli regalim misaknin ma'analehen b'chal shamoid. They would fix their shoes on chal shamoid. They just walked the whole way. Now they didn't have a chance before. The chal shamoid will fix the shoes. So again, what do you see? It's not such a chumra. The Micah Miflegi, so why don't the Chacham allow fixing shoes? How come they don't allow that? How come the Chacham don't? So Yossi said, I allow fixing shoes. The Chacham said, I don't allow that. What are they arguing about? So Mar Savar, one holds. Which one holds? Rabbi Yossi holds, L'mei din tchilas melacha b'sof melacha. Just like we allow the beginning work, which is take a haircut, which is beginning work, so too we can allow shoes, it's even less. Fixing the shoes are here, just to fix them. Umar Savar ain't limited to chilas malacha masof malacha. No, we don't compare beginning of the malacha to the sof malacha. Yeah, you got into haircut is allowed, but to fix the shoes is not allowed. Okay. Next, Moshivin Shovachin L'Tarnagolim B'Yadalin. We return chickens, any birds. Tarnagol's a chicken. We return chickens to the chicken coop on Yudalad. What is that about? So that's a little bit of work, right? The chickens are roaming around. You want them to get back to the coop to sit on the eggs and make the eggs good for Yontif. So you can do that. You can get them back into the coop. That's considered a malacha. You're allowed to do it. Sorach Yontif. Yeah, you'll see it in a minute. V'tarnagolas shabarcha, and a chicken that ran away. Machzirin oso lumkoma. You could return it to its place. So the Gemara is going to ask, if I could do that, I could for sure do the first one, right? Via mesa, and if it dies, the chicken. So moshivin acheres tachta. You can stick another one there. You can put another chicken in its place to watch to incubate the eggs, right? Another thing, garfin mitachlas ragle behema biyadalid. You're allowed to sweep whatever's junk is under the animal's legs. You can imagine what's there on Yadalid. Ubumoed, but on Chalamoed, Misalkin Litzdodin. Just push it to the side. Right? And Rashi points out, on Chalamoed is Boma Achmer. You can't completely get rid of it. You just move it to the side. Molichin Kalim Umevian Mibase. Molichin Kalim. You can bring Kalim. Umevian. You can pick up Kalim. Mibase Omnin from the craftsman. Afal pi she'en l'mitzarach ha'moed. Even though you don't really need that for chalamoed. For moed. So now, the Gemara says like this. Hashta, 1 second. Asu v'mosvinon. You're allowed to go chase the chicken from down the block. So, ahadur mibaya. I need you to tell me that if it's in the running around in your yard, you can't put it back in. If you can go chase it away from the ran away, of course you can put the one in the yard. Samarabaya. No. Seifa. Asan b'chol shamoid. That second one is talking about chalamoid. Right? Rashi says. Rashi doesn't say. Yeah, Seifa, the Tani Machzirin, the one that said you can return it, that's b'chol shamoid ka'amar. That's on chalamoid. V'haki ka'amar. Moshivin shochavin b'yadal. You can return a chicken in your yard to the coop on yadal. V'tarnagolos shabarcha, and a chicken that ran away, you can return it. You should have said basim because you're going to lose the eggs. Davar ha'avid mutter. Davar ha'avid mutter. Which is mashma that if it ran away on Erev Pesach, you can't go chase it. Amar v'huna, lo shanu elatok shlosha lemirda. That's only if it's within 3 days that it ran away. Mirda means it rebelled against you, ran away. That's only if it's within 3 days. Dakati lo parach tzimra. Mina. Therefore, it's within 3 days. So therefore, the ability to go back to the eggs didn't get lost. The achar shlosha liyeshivasa, the pseida la boy lagamri. What does that mean? 1 second. Dakati lo parach tzirine. Right. The achar shlosha liyeshivasa, and it's also after 3 days. The fasta la boy legamri, that the eggs are going to be lost totally. Aval la achar shlosha lemirta, but if it's after 3 days that it ran away, the parcha la tzimra minei, where it lost its interest. The interest is gone. It's not going to go back. V'toch shlosha liyeshivasa, but it's within 3 days of the sitting. Dakatilo psidi, where the eds are not going to be lost. Boy legami, not totally. Lo mahadrina, we don't return them. Somehow, the eggs are still edible. Says Rashi says she kasher v'torach gadol lahachter. Now that it's after 3 days, the chicken has no interest. For whatever reason, biologically, whatever, it's a very difficult task. Oh, I feel tok shlosha lamarta, even if it's within 3 days, im tok shlosha omdamalein. But if 3 days it sat by itself, it's still edible. Dakati lo psidi bay. It's not, you didn't lose them. She ruin la'achila lo mahadrina. Then you don't return them. In other words, either it's still edible, or it's a big task. It's still edible, or it's not a big task. Ravami Omar. Even within 3 days, we return them. My kamiflagi, what are they arguing about? Marsa, Varhuna says, lehafsim ruba chashashu, lehafsim mutlo chashashu. That even for only for a big loss. Umar suffer, and Ravami holds, lehafsim mutnami chashashu, even for a small loss. In other words, it's a little bit of a loss, it's a small loss, I'd rather eat better eggs. So he says it's butter. Then we said, gar for mitachas, you're allowed to sweep underneath. Son Rabbanon, Hazevel, the manure, Shechatzer, that's in the Chatzer, Mesalkin also it's Dadin. You can move it to the side. Sheberefes, in the barn, Veshebechatzer, in the Chatzer, Motzi and also Asher, take it to the garbage. So 1 second. Haguf Akasha, Armartha, we started off Zevel, Shebechatzer, Mesalkin also Dadin. The Zevel, in the Chatzer, you move to the side. Hadak Tani, then it says, Sheberefes, in the barn, Shebechatzer, in the Chatzer, Motzi and also Ashba. Which one is it? Amar Baya Lo Kasha. Khan, when is it Mutter or Biadala? Khan, when is it Asr? Bechal Shomoid. Same answer, Baya again. What kind of mission is this? Rav Amar, no. Hava Bechal Shomoid. It's all Chalamoid. Vachi Katoni. Im Nasa, Chatzah, Kerefes. If your whole yard is a barn, right? Then Motsiyan Asal Ashba. Then you can take it out to the garbage. Malichin Kalim Umavian Vesa Uman. Amar of Papa, Bodiklan Rava, Tana, Malichin Umavian Kalim Vesa Uman. You can bring a back and forth kalim, afal pishel ein l'tzarich hamoed, even though you don't even need it. V'raminu ein mevi'in kalim beisa uman. You can't bring kalim to the craftsman. V'im choshes shehem shema. You can't pick them. You can't pick them up. My vase is by the uman getting fixed. You can't go. You don't need that fiantif. You can't go get it. Oh, v'im choshes shema lahen shema yignevu. Maybe someone's going to steal it from the uman. Then mefanan l'chatzar acheres. You put it somewhere else. U'mashanin lo kasha. Khan ba'ab asa. When is the mutter? On the 14th. Khan, when is it asa? Bechal shamoid. On chalamoid. Vibay tema. Or, hava bechal shamoid. It's all chalamoid. Velo kasha. Khan, when is it asa? Bema'amino. Will you trust the guy? He's got a safe. Not going to get stolen. Khan, when you're afraid, b'she'ena ma'amino. Well, you don't trust him. Vatanya, and this is b'nichusa. Mevi and Caleb, esa uman. You can bring Caleb. You can pick up Caleb from the uman. Can go on akad, a jug. Mibes akad. Vakos, mibes hazalgig. From the cup, from the glass maker, avalot semer beis hateva, but not wool from the dye, below kalim beis uman, and not other kalim from the beis uman. V'imein lo ma yochal, if you don't have what to eat, nosin lo scharo, you give him schar v'menicho etzel, then you take it. In other words, you're doing the guy a favor, you're giving him parnasa. V'imein lo mamino, if you don't trust the guy, not trust him, you don't trust it's going to stay there, menichim beis hatamachol, then you take it and you put it to a house where it'll be safe. V'imchosh shema yignevu. And if you're afraid it's going to get stolen, you bring it into your house quietly, nobody should see. Anyway, taratzta mevi'in. We just explained bringing it home. What about molichin? What about bringing it there? Kasha, we didn't answer that. Diktoni ein mevi'in v'koshkin ein molichin. Ella machvarta kedoshina meikara. Rather, the first answer is correct. That what? That's a distinction between yontif and chalamoid. Okay, we have a few minutes. We'll do the next Mishnah. This is already an interesting Mishnah. The Mishnah says like this: Shisha Dvarim Asu Anche Yericho. There are six things that Anche Yericho did. What on earth is this Mishnah doing here? So one of them is going to be something on Erev Pesach. There are six things that they did. Asu Anche Yericho. Al Shlosha Michu Biyadam. Three of them they protested. The Chacham protested. The Al Shlosha Lo Michu Biyadam. And on three they didn't. The Eluhen. Here they are. Shlo Michu Biyadam. Here's what they didn't protest about. Markivin dekalim kol hayom. They would be grafting dekel, palms, the whole day. What day? Erev Pesach. They didn't protest that. V'karchin es shema. They would tie up the shema. The Gemara will say what that means. V'kotrin v'gochin lefnei ha'omer. And they would bundle piles before the omer. How can we do that? Did I say before you're not allowed to do that? So the Gemara is going to explain that they couldn't bring the omer from this produce anyway. Because you don't bring the omer from a valley, and the Yericho is in a valley. So anyway, their omer wasn't eligible, so they gave them and let them do a head start. And they could bind it. They can't eat it, they could bind it. Right. Before the omer. Yeah. The Elu Shemichel Biyadam. And these are the following that they had a problem with. Matirin Gemizios Shel Hektish. They somehow they would donate the tree, but not the branches. They would use the branches for private use. The whole chashash, if they're using the branches for private use or not. So they didn't get that. The chachamim held belongs to Hekdesh. You donated a tree. How could you use the branches for your private use? I didn't donate the branches. Only the tree. It's all. They were not happy with that. That's the first one. Number two, v'ochlin mitachat hanasharim b'shabbos. They would eat fruit that fell off a tree on Shabbos. And number three, the nosnin peya liyerek. They would leave peya for vegetables. The halach is they don't leave peya on vegetables. And umichu chachamim biyadam. And the chachamim were not happy with that. Okay? Let's do two lines of Gemara. Okay, ready? Do two lines of Gemara. You know what tomorrow is going to be? Okay. Tana Rabbana, we'll do two lines of Gemara. What? Shisha Dvarim, Asa Chizki HaMelech, six things Chizki the king did, Al Shlosha Hodulov, Al Shlosha Hodulov. Three of them, they were okay with that. Three of them, they weren't okay with that. Number one, Girer Atzamos Aviv Almita, Shel Chavolim, V'Hodulov. He dragged the bones of his father on a bed of ropes. They were okay with that. What did he do that for? He did. So Rashi says, Mishum Kapara. The first Mishum Kapara. He did it to give his father a Kapara. I'm going to be Mavazim my father. It's a very disgraceful thing to do. And it'll give him a Kapara. Mishum Kapara. Velo Kavru B'Kavod. He didn't bury him in a Kavadik away. The Dargash in a burial. Umita Na in a nice coffin. Ubnei Kiddush Hashem. He did it for Kiddush Hashem. She is Gane al Risho. He should his evil should be degraded. The Yisuru HaRishayim. And the Rishayim should take Musa from this. The problem is, so the Chassam Sofer says that Rashi must hold that there's no mitzvah of Kibud Av if he follows a Rasha. That's a Machlokas Rishonim. The Rambam holds he's still Chayiv. What the Rambam will say about this Gemara, I don't know. It's a big issue. What's wrong with this Gemara? What kind of issue is that? According to Rashi, it's not an issue. There's no keep it of aim. And I did it, I did it for my father. I did it to help him. Kapara. You can't make up your own halachas, right? That's number one. Number two, Kitesh Nechash Nechoshes. He ground up that snake that Moshe Rabbeinu made. People started to worship it. V'hodulo, and they were okay with that. Ganaz Sefer Refuos. He hid the Sefer Refuos. What's the Sefer Refuos? Says Rashi, famous Rashi, Gonaz Sefer Refuos, Kidichsiv, Fatov, Fayashar Beinecha Sisa. You should do what's right and what's good. Vamrinan, Bebrachos, Shagonav for Sefer Refuos. Levishaloha Yalong Libam Nichna, Al Cholim. Nobody would daven for a chole. Ella, Misrap and Miyad. They got healed right away. They looked in the magic book and they got healed and nobody would daven. Says, and by the way, Behodalah, they okay. Says the Rambam, what kind of Rashi is that? The Rambam makes a tremendous fun of this Rashi. He says, one second, if somebody's hungry, don't they eat bread? I have a better answer. If you're hungry, daven. Says the Rambam, what's Rashi talking about? Right? What's Rashi talking about? It's a very interesting Rambam. Rashi knew that Rambam. Rashi knew that when you're hungry, the answer is not to daven, but to go eat. Right? And you won't be hungry. So what exactly is Rashi? What is he arguing about? Well, the Rambam and Rashi are. So the Rambam says it's a different shot. It was a book of like astrology that was just a Chachma book, and people started to believe it, and they started to not worship, started to worship. It was a book. It's not a Jewish book. So the Rambam says, what are you learning non-Jewish things for? The Rambam says, what are you learning some crazy astrology? Learn Torah. So they got rid of it. Very interesting machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam. What's going on here? We spoke about it once on Shavuot night years ago. Very interesting. All right, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day. Oh, yeah.